Joining us right now is the RNC co-chair, Bob Poduchik, sitting right here with us. Good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Mary, Vince. Great to be with you.
Good morning. What brings you to CPAC, Bob?
Well, look, this is CPAC, and conservatives are sort of the heart, soul, and mind of the Republican Party, and it's great to be here and show support for what happens here at CPAC and to make sure that the party's in tune and relying on what comes out of CPAC.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's really the question is, you know, the RNC, obviously a separate organization from the American Conservative Union.
Right.
But heavily involved in no small part because the President of the United States considers CPAC an important place to be as well. The President going to be speaking here tomorrow. The Vice President speaking here today. What are some of the things the RNC is hoping to accomplish here? Are you looking to key off of sort of where the conservative movement is going, and is that what you're observing here?
Well, look, when Donald J. Trump became president and the campaign that he formed in 2016, it leads the Republican Party.
Yes.
The president defines where the party's going. In many ways, our party's becoming a conservative working class party because of the issues that the president has focused on. Not just the issues he's campaigned on, but the issues he's governed on. And we're excited about that. We think there's been a tremendous amount of accomplishment the first year.
Yeah.
And we see that reflected in values discussed here at CPAC.
But will that win you elections? I realize one of the things that's going to be a big conversation piece here is, can Republicans maintain control in 2018 of the House and the Senate? How are you forecasting it right now, and what do you think is going to be central to that conversation?
Well, midterm elections for an incumbent president's party are always tough.
Yeah.
So we have no illusions about that. But look, there's a couple things going for us. First off, the map, and second off, the issues. I mean, passing that tax reform and those tax cuts last December has been a huge transformation in the fortunes of the Republican Party. You see it in the president's polling numbers. You see it in the party's
yes.
polling numbers. And so we think that as the economy continues to grow and expand because
yep.
of that tax cut and the regulatory reform that's taken place under the president's executive orders, we think it's going to be huge for us.
Yet Nancy Pelosi's running against it right now.
Well, see, that's the best part, is the Democrats, not a single Democrat in the House or the Senate voted for that tax cut. And so when we talk about the changes in the economy, and really, these are things that matter to most Americans. When we talk about these changes, that's what's going to affect how people vote in November. And the Democrats were missing in action.
How do you prevent the left from taking charge of the message, though? They're messaging this whole debate on guns, and they're doing it very effectively. There was a show trial last night of Republicans on a town hall that was broadcasted. How do Republicans take that message back and steer the message as the party in power?
Well, see, the thing about campaigns is that this is a kind of a struggle between which message is going to define the election. In other words, what are people going to focus on? Is it going to be on issues of gun control, or is it going to
yes.
be on issues of the economy? And we as a political party want to keep it focused on the issues that are going to resonate most with voters. I think that the biggest factor in this election is not going to be issues of gun control, but it's going to be issues of the economy,
yes.
and jobs, and public safety and security. But here's the thing, you know, we've seen what the mainstream media tried to do to President Trump in 2016. It just didn't work. Okay, and because of conservative voices like on talk radio and Fox News and other programs, the ability of social media to reach out to people, the mainstream media has lost its grip on the country, on the electorate.
With the 20 seconds we have left, real quickly, the president's personal approval rating and job approval rating have been tracking together. That suggests that it's him that often dictates sort of where this conversation goes. How do you get his job performance to outpace how people think about him personally?
Well, look, it is clearly coming along because the results, there were promises made and promises kept.
Yes.
People look at the promises on tax cut, regulatory reform, the president delivered. That's what's making the difference here.
All right, Bob Poduchik, really appreciate you joining us here on Mornings on the Mall. The RNC paying close attention to CPAC. Really appreciate it, sir.
Thank you.
752 on WMAL.